Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind. It is Monday, March 11th, and 2019 is just flying by. And as you guys know, I'm not a big... I don't mind Mondays. Here's my opinion on Mondays. Well, if you like what you're doing, so I'm an entrepreneur. I like what I do, or I tend to like what I do a lot more than people who have 9-to-5s that they don't like. But the thing about Mondays is that it's like coming back from a mini vacation, right? When you go on a vacation, you come back, your emails piled up, and you have your lists of to-do, and it's more overwhelming than anything, in my opinion. That's my opinion on Mondays. They're not, if you like your job, if you like your work, it's not that they suck, it's that it's kind of overwhelming and not as fun at the beginning. Once you get over that like Monday hump, like, oh, okay, I caught up on my emails, I need inbox zero. I'm an inbox zero kind of guy, and my main hustle is highly reliant on email. So when I come in on Monday, usually I do a little bit of work on the weekend, but there is a pile of emails waiting for me, generally speaking, Monday morning. And it's not that I don't like my work, it's more the shit, I have to go answer like a lot of emails, or at least check a lot of emails. Anyways, that's my spiel on Mondays. On Friday, I spoke about taking that extra step in sales, and I wanted to expand a little bit on it because and talk about basically why that is one of the reasons why sales is really tough, and a lot of people might not like it, but how you could put a twist on it. So what I spoke about on Friday, if you didn't listen to the episode, I was talking about how people often, what I see, especially on things like Facebook groups and Reddit, is like they're not doing themselves any favors. And the example I gave was, I mean, just go listen to episode number SG Daily 14, so I don't have to repeat it for people. But in sales, the problem is that you have to give yourself every single favor unless you have an amazing product and this established business and everything like that. But if you're listening to this, it's probably because you're new or you want to get started or you don't have that much experience or whatever. And in sales is like one area specifically where you can't take any shortcuts and no one is going to do you any favors, especially in a service business and especially if it's an expensive service. You really have to go out of your way and check every box to get those sales. So what do I mean by that? Well, you have to do research on who your target market is. Find out the best way to get in touch with them. Get in touch with them. Follow up when inevitably most of them don't answer. Continue following up when, even if they answer once and then you respond, they don't answer the next time. Continue following up if you've had a conversation and they say they want to buy your product and you send them a proposal or an invoice and they don't pay it right away. So it's like, if you take your foot off the pedal at any one of those stages, your sales are going to stop, which is why sales are very difficult. And unfortunately, they're extremely important for your business, right? Because if you don't have them, you don't have any money. So especially if you're new, maybe you're starting a new business, service business, coaching business, whatever it is, the big mind shift that I see a lot of people need to take and often haven't is that the sales pedal has to be down always at every step, from step zero, step A, to their money is in my bank account. You can't take the foot off the pedal. And an example, kind of a relative example, is in the startup space when you talk about raising money, right? So founders go out, they raise money for their tech business. Until the investor's check is cashed in the bank, you often don't really consider that money raised because of the fact that people will bail. People will say they will invest and then they won't, blah, 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 100 reasons. It's the same thing with sales, right? It's the reason why when you're testing your business out and whether you think your service or product will be good, you should never ask people, especially friends and family, hey, would you buy this? Because there's a lot of people that might be willing to buy it or say they are willing to buy it, but that's a very different question from, hey, are you ready to buy this? Give me your payment information, right? Let's say you have 100 people, especially 100 people in your network, maybe friends or whatever. If you ask 100, let's say you want to be a business coach, very generic, don't ever be just a business coach, but let's say you want to be a business coach. You ask 100 people, hey, would you buy my services as a business coach? 50 of them are going to say, yeah, sure, I need a business coach or whatever, for whatever reason. if you go to those same 100 people and say, hey, my service is up and running, here's my price, you said you wanted to buy, here's the link, go buy. Much less than 50 people are going to buy. And that's just the nature of humans, right? That's just how we are, and that's just how the market works. So, bit of a tirade, but that's okay. We're fired up. It's a Monday morning. All of this is to say, in sales specifically, I mean, compare it to other areas. If you're putting out content, you can take one day off. You can write a half-decent blog, let's say, and still post it, or a half-decent video. If you're not doing every step of the sales process and sticking onto it and tracking it and pushing hard, you're not going to get sales, right? If you half-ass a million blog posts, you could very well get pretty good traffic, especially with a million of them. But if you half-ass reach out to a million people, good luck getting any number of sales if you're not keeping on top of it and stuff like that. So sales, very important. If you have any questions, shoot me an email. Comment below on YouTube. Shoot me an email if you're listening on the podcast. Or either way, josh@solopreneurgrind.com. 6 minutes. We're way past the average time of around 5.5. Hope that's okay. Have a great week, and I will tune in tomorrow. Take care.